It is a random, unprovoked, vicious attack on a 57-year-old woman in Brooklyn. Watch as the suspect ignores another man walking nearby, then punches the woman in her face, causing her to stumble backwards.
What happened? Why are you hitting me? Why are you hitting me? I was bleeding a lot. I'm so scared, so afraid.
Dulce Petrarda was on the receiving end of that punch, her mouth now wired shut.
Boom! Alika broken jaw boom. Take a look at this right here where it's a random attack, everybody. Random attack. It's weird how these random attacks only seem to go in one direction. Only specific people of color, white supremacists, getting punched in the face. And now she got that liberal jaw, boy. She's sitting there rethinking life. At the ripe age of 44, she's sitting there going, why do I got my fucking jaw rewired right now? Why is my complete jaw and my mouth all fucked up like a liberal bottom surgery? Well, that's because your AIDS-riddled lefty policies have brought you the boom! There you go. How dare you? Which ends of my sidewalk, you bitch? How dare you? But yeah, they're going to tell you that this was the ripe age of 44. This chick's 57 years old. This chick's 57 years old and recognizing she got fucking got. I'm hoping at this point she's realizing that she got. I mean, how much more got do you need to get got before you recognize that you got over here? This is, hey, you didn't get attacked by a racist Blonald Blump supporting insurrectionist maggot terrorist. No, you got attacked by diversity and inclusion and equity, boys. In that order, by the way. And that's what's happening over here. This is, I think it's, Brooklyn? It's New York. This is AOC's district over here, where if you are caught walking down the street as a white person, well, that's an affront, and that's racism and CRT and real shit culture over here pumped in through the mainstream media press and these streaming services that are at war with us said, no, go ahead and punch that stupid white bitch right in her stupid fucking face. Break that stupid white bitch's jaw. It's fine. Reparations. Here's some facial reconstruction reparations, bitch. Got too close. This is my sidewalk, 1619. Exclusive 57-year-old woman's mouth wired shut and jaw broken from random unprovoked attacks. It wasn't an unprovoked attack. She's white. And that's a crime these days. You'll see this. You just saw a situation where in this shithole Baltimore, right? This shithole Baltimore, you've got a boat for whatever reason. Maybe it's an accident. Maybe it's a cyber attack. It doesn't matter, right? Because at the end of the day, you've got a boat in Baltimore crashing into a bridge, taking the whole fucking bridge out. You got a bunch of dead people. They're missing in the fucking waters below. It's not even 48 hours later, and the diversity, equity, and inclusion mayor runs to MSNBC and goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe racist white people power beat me to me on the fucking internet." What? This motherfucker more interested in protecting the race grift than protecting the Baltimoreans swimming in the icy motherfucking waters right now, trying to not die. But that's where we're at. Right? The mainstream media press, MSNBC, the parent company Viacom, and all these other shitbag corporate institutions that have been captured by globalist kid fucking monsters want more race war. And so one side is told everything that you do is racist. Everything that you do is racist. And you deserve being punched in the fucking face because you're all fucking racist. And the other side can't get arrested. That motherfucker right there had been arrested 7 fucking times. Released. Right? He gonna get released again on this. He broke that woman's jaw and he going to get released again on this. See, you better fucking notice what's going on. You better pay attention to what's happening. One side is guilty for everything. Shit that happened hundreds of years ago, and you guys are going to be put to the mercy of these other individuals who are protected at all costs. At all costs. New York City, you just had a cop shot to death by a fucking 20-plus-time career criminal. 20 fucking times. You would think after the 21st time, you maybe lock the motherfucker up, but no. Out again, shoots a cop dead. This dude, 7-plus times, knocks a woman's fucking jaw into orbit, breaks it, shatters it, and won't be arrested. And then you turn on any type of fucking, you turn on a streaming service, you turn on fucking music, you go to the fucking movies, you look at any of this shit fucking culture being produced by these media terrorists, and it's saying, no, this is fine. Actually, it's not happening because crime's been obliterated by the Joe Biden administration. They fixed crime, but there ain't no crime out there. There ain't no crime. Well, there's no crime because you won't fucking arrest anybody. No, nobody will be charged. This dude arrested 7 times, never charged. Never charged. The dude who shot the fucking cop. The dude who killed a cop. Arrested 21 times. We're at war with these institutions, and they want you fucking dead. They're telling you, there's no crime, don't worry about it. Actually, enjoy the rape, enjoy the broken jaws. It's actually your fault. And if you notice, that black chicks ain't being sucker punched by white. The fucking criminals running New York are telling you the biggest threat to the homeland, fucking Nazi terms over here, is white supremacist Donald Trump supporters. But white fucking people aren't sucker punching black people. When was the last time that you saw a whole litany of black women punched in the fucking face by white people unprovoked in New York City? You've never seen that, ever. But here you go. You're constantly saying whites and Asians being fucking pummeled all across this country, and you're told that, noticing it's racist. Well, it's time to get a lot more racist, I guess, at this point, because if you're fucking going to turn a blind eye to this, you're going to get more of this. And I guess that's what they want out there. But I don't want any more of this. I don't want anybody fucking sucker punch. But there you go. Can we arrest him now? No? That motherfucker probably not even arrested for this. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. We kept up to date with Broken Jaws being the gift that keeps on giving to these liberal shitholes. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.